Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Deltina Hay is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Deltina is a great member of our Brain Trust, one of the pioneers of the online world, which means she could only be 35 years old, right? It's not like this has been around a long time. But she is one of the pioneers. She's one of the great thought leaders in the world of the online world and social. The multimedia of the new media world, and also she's become a thought leader in some of the work that she's been doing recently on cybersecurity. She's the author of The Bootstrapper's Guide to the Mobile Web. Mobile, that's another one. That's a whole other discipline right there. And more importantly, though, she's our good friend, Deltina Hay. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good,
good to have me.
It is good to have you. You said it well.
It is good to have me, too.
Anyway, thanks for being here, and... You know, one of the things that over the years, I've done a lot of programming on cybersecurity. We've talked about spam. We've talked about Trojans and worms and you know, bombs and all kinds of different things. But the really bad guys, the guys who are zero or who are not doing the broadcasting stuff like the Trojans, the guys who are really trying to you know, target individual businesses, they're going down market now, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
I mean, with the business of the hostage taking, right? With, you know, and taking your computer hostage and stuff. Anyway, tell us why. Give us some more examples and some more reasons why small businesses should take cybersecurity seriously.
Well, I think because hacking is becoming easier, I think that the net that they're able to spread is much wider.
Hmm.
There's this really cool attack map out there. It's at norscorp.com,
math.norscorp.com. Math.norscorp.com?
Right.
Okay.
map.norscorp.com. And it shows you the ones that they know about, actually live attacks that are happening right now. And it's scary to see it and to see how many of them are coming through. But I think that what small businesses don't realize is that it isn't just the big guys they're after. They're after any type of possible vulnerability that's out there.
Now I'm on that site now. Do I go to a live satellite map view or the real time live satellite or the dark or the dark orbit? Which one? You know which one?
I just show one.
Okay.
The live attack.
I got you. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
And so they're looking for vulnerabilities anywhere. Not only at the source, and so by the source, I mean like the large companies, you know, with the huge caches of data that they really want to download. And smaller sites are vulnerable in a sense that they can actually become backdoors to that data. And that's one of the issues, is that because they can, you know, bombard, you know, so many sites on the internet.
Right.
With, you know, programs trying to break through, that it doesn't matter to them. You know, they're going to try anyway.
Well, they're pinging if not your computer, and they probably are, but if not your computer, I mean the servers that all your stuff resides on, they're getting zapped thousands of times a minute, probably, aren't they?
Right. Yeah. They are. And so, you know, the things that people really need to pay attention to are like a script update, you know, especially if you're using You know, one of my very favorite platforms, which is WordPress. You know, if you're using a CMS like WordPress, you want to really make certain that everything's up to date. Your WordPress software, you know, all the plugins that you're using, any scripts that you're using. And luckily, there's some really good servers out there that host WordPress that can be on top of it. And mm-hmm. places like Hack Alert, which is a good service that checks your site regularly and lets you know if there are any vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm. But how do you, you know, we know that they're happening. So do we need some extra layer of care above and beyond the regular online security we have on our computers?
Well, if you're talking about either your personal computer or your website,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, I focus mostly on website security.
Right. Well, your website should be protected by the people who are hosting it, right?
Well, theoretically, like you said, they're bombarding for vulnerabilities.
Right, but I mean, what you're saying is you need to be asking them, what are you doing? For example, I've got a hosting company, and I talk to them. We just got through with a new system that's going to protect us even better. But it's my job to make sure that they know what kind of security I want, right, for my website.
Right, right, yeah, and you know, if you want that extra layer, one of the things that I use is a CDN, a content delivery network like
yep.
Cloudflare.
Uh-huh.
And that actually is a great way to have that extra firewall.
But most people, Deltina, just they have a business. Somebody creates a website for them. They find a hosting company for the website, and they think it's all been taken care of.
Yeah, that's right.
What are they missing?
Well, I think what they're missing is, like what you said, you're actually going to your host and saying, hey, you know, what are your policies around
mm-hmm.
me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you doing to protect my website and my data? And if you don't like the answers, there are plenty of other choices out there.
Well, and you probably need somebody like yourself, maybe, to help you come up with something like that, because, I mean, that's what I've done. I mean, my stuff, as you know, Deltina, my stuff winds up on your site, right? Our interviews
uh-huh,
wind
right.
up on your site. So you expect me to make sure my stuff is secure so it doesn't affect your stuff.
Uh-huh,
and
right.
if you've got customers,
that's
folks,
back to it,
if you've got customers who are allowing you some of your stuff to enter their world, you need to provide the kind of security for them yourself. There is another system that I'm going to get Deltina to tell us about after the next break that we all need to be migrating towards. And we'll talk about that after these messages. 20 after, Deltina Hay is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.